Friday, 34-week ordinary time 1. The first reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 2 to 14. In a vision, I, Daniel, saw during the night the four winds of heaven stirred up the Red Sea, from which emerged four immense beasts, each different from the other. The first was like a lion, but with eagle wings. While I watched, the wings were plucked. It was raised from the ground to stand on 2 feet like a man, and given a human mind. The second was like a bear. It was raised up on one side, and among the teeth in its mouth were 3 tusks. It was given the order, up, devour, murder. After this, I looked and saw another beast like a leopard. On its back were 4 wings like those of a bird, and it had 4 heads. To this beast, dominion were given. After this, in the visions of the night, I saw the 4 beasts, different from all the others. Terrifying, horrible, and of extraordinary strength. It had red iron teeth, with which it devoured and thrust, and what was left it trampled with its feet. I was considering the 10 horns it had, when suddenly a little horn sprang out of their midst. And 3 of the previous horns were torn away to make room for it. This horn had eyes like a man, and a mouth that spoke arrogantly. As I watched, throne was set up, and the ancient one took his throne. His clothing was snow bright, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His tongue were flames of fire, with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court were convened, and the books were opened. I watched, then from the first of the arrogant words which the horn spoke, until the beast was slain, and its body thrown into the fire to be burned up. The other beasts, which also lost their dominion, were granted a prolongation of life for a time and a season. As the vision during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, he received dominion, glory and kingship, nation and people of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21, verses 29 to 33. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, when you see for yourself and know that summer is now near, in the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Let's find out God's will to signs that occurs in our life. Like the Jews, many of us like to witness miracles. For example, the apparition of Mary, the bleeding of the sacred heart, the healing of Father Pio or Father Chiang Biu Diep. When something like those happen, people are flocking to there to witness and to pray for. People should understand God's purpose when He works a miracle. It is to arouse faith or to deliver a message. For example, Jesus did miracles so that people might recognize God's power in Him and believe He was sent by God. If after witnessing a miracle, people still did not believe or suspect or deny even a miracle itself, how could it benefit them? Today readings teach people they should understand history and all events happened in the world to find out God's will for them. In the first reading, the prophet Daniel would like people to recognize God's absolute power over all worldly power, so that people firmly believe in Him, especially when they are in trial or persecuted. In the Gospel, Jesus reminded people that when they see tree come out in leaf, they know that the summer is always near, it already near. So also, when they see the thing taking place in the world, they know that the kingdom of God is coming. Second analysis, a first reading. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom shall not be destroyed. Third point, the vision of four wild beasts. To understand visions in the book of Daniel, one must understand the apocalyptic literature. According to this literature, the author used many signs and symbols to convey truth or to reveal God's mysteries. Therefore, the books belong to the apocalyptic literature, contain both history and religion, symbol the truth, divine and human. To understand the author's intention, one must understand the meaning of signs and symbols, plus the historical environment. The first vision he saw is about four red beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. The first was like a lion and had eagle wings. Then as I looked, its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the ground and made to stand upon 2 feet like a man, and the mind of a man were given to it. The second one was like a bear. It was raised up on one side. It had 3 ribs, and in its mouth between its teeth, and it was told, A lion devoured mud flats. The turtle was like a leopard with four wings of a bird on its back. And the beast had a forehead, and dominion was given to it. The four beasts were terrible and dreadful and exceedingly strong, and it had red iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. I considered the horn, and behold, there came up among them another horn, a little one, before the weak tree of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes, like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking red things. The third beast, three third beasts represented for three empires that subsequently governed all nations in the Near East. They are Assyria, Babylon, and Persia. The author did not name the fourth beast, he only described its character. This beast represented the Greek Empire, which followed the Persian Empire. The little horn represented for King Antiochus IV Epiphanes. He, the great king, very wicked and cruel. He commanded the Jews to deny God, to violate Mosaic law, and commit sacrilege in the temple. Second, the vision of the Son of Man. After the time of all the empire is the Messiah time. The author described the vision of the heavenly court as follows. As I looked, thrones were placed, and one that was ancient of days took his seat. His raiment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne were fiery flames, its wheel were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came forth from before him. Thousands upon thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I looked then, because of the sound of the red words which the horn was speaking. And as I looked, the beast was slain, and its body destroyed, and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beast, their dominion was taken away, but their life was prolonged for a season and a time. The mystical description of the one on the throne is God himself, the law of heaven and earth. He had power over all earthly powers. He let the emperors of all empires rule strong in a certain time, and then he took away their power when their time was ended. No one could oppose him. The Messiah was described as follows. I saw in the night vision, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a Son of Man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him were given dominion and glory and kingdom, so that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. The Messiah had a figure like a man, but came from the cloud of heaven. He received his mission, kingdom, glory, and power from God himself. The author did pride about his kingdom. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. In other words, he will be a king and govern all people forever. Second, the gospel. When you see the danger taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Third point. To interpret phenomena happened in the world, for example, when people observe phenomena in the world, if they see the same result that happened in a certain condition, then they conclude it will also happen like that the next time. Jesus illustrated a practical example which his audiences had experienced. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourself and know that the summer is already near. The second point. To interpret phenomena happened on the last day. Jesus continued, so also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. The last day will certainly happen. It is not the product of human imagination. Jesus declared to his disciples, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Application in life. God controls all power and phenomena that occurs in the cosmos, whether they happen, are happening, or will happen. Our duty is to firmly believe in His authority, especially when we are suffered and persecuted. We need to find out God's will to events which happen in life, natural phenomena, historical and personal events, and what will happen before the last day. We need to pay attention to the most important facts of life which we frequently hear in the liturgy of the world of the last few weeks. They are death, resurrection, and judgment. Amen.